Hello, sports fans.
Time for sports.
Let the games begin.
Turn on the radio.
It's time to talk high school basketball on the Coach's Corner.
We'll talk high school basketball today on the Coach's Corner. Right here on Tribe Time Sports, live from the Auto Forum Studios. Last week, the Emory Lady Spartans, they looked pretty good, jumping out to a 2-0 start in Region 15 play as they earned victories over South Sevier and then also over Richfield. Richfield was a rematch of the 3A state championship last year. The Lady Spartans picked up a 27-point win. Richfield did lose a little bit, but at the same time, that's a very talented basketball squad. This week, the Lady Spartans will continue. They'll take on Manti tomorrow on the road, and then they'll return home Thursday and go toe-to-toe with North Sam Pete. Friday, we caught up with Coach Lynn Tuttle. Unfortunately, it was after Drive Time Sports had gone off air, and so I'm going to replay that interview for you right now. This was an interview done Friday with Coach Lynn Tuttle talking about the Emory Lady Spartans, who were fresh off of a 61-34 win over the Richfield Wildcats. Coach, it's a pleasure to get you on. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jordan.
Absolutely, Coach. The start of the second half of the season, it's worked out quite well for the Emory Lady Spartans. Once you get past that Christmas break, and I know the new year, it seems like things really ramp up. And now we're full swing into region play, Coach. Two wins to start off the league slate. A big one against South Sevier at home, 65-41. South Sevier, a much improved basketball squad. And then a rematch of last year's 3A state championship on Thursday, picking up 61-34 win over Richfield. Things have gone well so far for this team.
Yeah, they have. The way the schedule played out, I was a little bit nervous coming back the day after New Year's, not really having a great chance to prepare for either team, where it's a moratorium you have to respect. And then meeting up with South Sevier and then back-to-back the next night with Richfield. Definitely had a concern, but I was real pleased at how the team come out and performed. They, right from tip-off, took off and never looked back in either game.
We'll start by talking about the South Sevier contest. In that game, Megan Jensen goes for 28 points. And, Coach, it just seemed like that's really the first time this year that Megan had a true dominating performance on the offensive side of the basketball. She's floated around that 19 to 20 point mark, but, I mean, a 28-point performance, that's impressive. And that's a little bit more of, I think, what everyone has expected out of Megan.
Yeah, it is. Preseason, we matched up with some of the better teams we matched up with. Packed it in real well on her, and she struggled a little bit. But meeting South Sevier, especially early on, they tried to just kind of single her up with another individual. And then after she caught the ball, then they'd bring help, and it was a little bit too late. You give Megan a chance to catch, steal the defense, and go with the flow, make a move. She's pretty tough to stop. Definitely a great performance against South Sevier.
Kinley Toomer in this game goes for 15 points, 10 rebounds, also accumulates 5 steals. Coach, she's got a couple of double-doubles now on the season, which is so rare for someone playing out of the backcourt to accumulate multiple double-doubles, with rebounds being one of those categories. But at the same time, one of the things that I just don't think gets a whole lot of pub, especially throughout the state when I talk with other media members, if it's Kinley or if it's Caselyn, they float around the triple-double mark because they're accumulating 5 to 6 steals per game, which again is unheard of. So we know we're going to get points out of them. We know we're going to get the rebounds out of them, but it's the assists and the steals category that I think get overlooked.
Yeah, it is. They do a very good job at it. They're everywhere on the floor. As far as basketball IQ, both of them have an extremely high one. Defensively, you mentioned the steals. They go with the flow of the game and they understand what's going on and they look ahead and see what's going to happen next. And that enables them to be in a position to get them steals. And then as far as assists, they both see the floor very well, especially Kinley. She's been that way since a freshman. And as an opposing team matching up against her, it's difficult to prepare for Kinley.
Coach, looking at the way the girls performed against South Sevier, what was the preparation like, knowing that you didn't have a lot of time because you had the Christmas moratorium? I know there's a couple of days in between Christmas and New Year's that you can actually, you know, get together, get in the gym, and then after that, once again, you can't have any interaction with the girls. So what was the preparation like for that game?
Well, after the moratorium, we was able to get in the gym on the 27th, and we were able to put 2 or 3 days in preparation for South Sevier. they South Spear's got their strengths. One of their true strengths is when they get down, if they go in their one-through-one half-court trap, it affects the opposing team extremely. But they actually tried that against us, and it only lasted about two or three possessions after mainly Kinley reads the opening and distributes the ball well, and we convert pretty easily on it. And then they got their other strength. So we was able to prepare for South Sevier. My big concern, we never looked at Richfield at all because you never want to overlook the next game on your schedule. So my concern was last night. And then having the back-to-back games after exerting so much energy against South Sevier, we actually come out last night and was extremely pleased with their effort and how they performed.
We'll talk about that game right now. Richfield 19-12 at the end of the first quarter. Richfield managed to stick within striking distance until the third quarter. Coach, what was the biggest difference between the first, second, and third quarters in this contest?
Well, it's like I mentioned to the girls, we're definitely a better ball team than them. They're going to come out, give us their best effort for 4 or 5 minutes of the first, and if you can just keep with their tempo and their pace and slowly climb away, it might knock a little bit of air out of them come second quarter. And then third quarter, same thing. They go and make adjustments during halftime. They're going to come out and give us their best shot for maybe a quarter. And same, just encourage the girls, stick with it, stick to our game plan, press forward, and just continually climb away. And if that's the case, and it was last night, then it surely makes the game much easier in the fourth.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Lynn Tuttle of the Emory Lady Spartans. Coach, we'll fast forward to the games on January 8th and January 10th. Got to go on the road to Manti. Got to play host to North St. Pete next Thursday. I mean, really is the first go-around of region play. It's kind of the midway point. I know it's such a bigger region than some of the others, and it's a little bit of a different schedule. There's really no slowing down for this team, and there's not really a stretch where you got to play a lot of games on the road or a lot of games at home. It's kind of like alternating from here on out.
Yeah, it is. The upcoming games, the Manti, they're down a little bit. Mount Pleasant, they're struggling early and well all through preseason. My main concern is going over there not playing down to the level of the opponent we're playing, at the same time trying to improve everything that we need improvement on. We've got a few areas in our game that still need improvement. I feel like we're getting to the point kind of now where we left off last year, but I still see bigger things for this team in the future. So the teams next week, it's going to give us an opportunity to work on them things that we need improvement on.
Has that ever been a problem with this group of girls as far as getting them to play to their, not play down to their competition, Coach? Is that something that has ever been an issue?
Not really with them. A time or two, we come out a little sluggish and slow, thinking we don't need to perform because we're against a lesser opponent. But this group of girls, they usually get up for it. They're raring to go and haven't had much problem with it and don't expect it.
Again, as I was pointing out, it's all region play from here on out, Coach, and there's not a lot of time in between games. It's typically Tuesday and Thursday every which week. So does the regime change for you as a coach now that you know what the set schedule is? It's a little bit more in a routine compared to what it was during the non-region season. Does anything change at all?
Not necessarily. I mean, preseason, main reason, it's to get your girls in shape. I feel like at this point, we're in pretty good shape. We've been in probably better shape than the teams we have met in the last probably 3-4 weeks. Now it's the games will continually keep us in shape. We get about a day, like you mentioned, in between games to prepare for the upcoming game. And we get in a routine where whether it's game film or just walk through what the other team's strengths are to try to prepare for it. But not going to change much as far as preparation, depending on what team we're up matching up against.
Coach, last question before I let you go. As far as the girls coming back and making sure they're in basketball shape and on the injury front, I mean, is this team still clear at this point in time in the season?
Pardon me?
Is this team still clear as far as injuries and in basketball shape goes? I mean, are you happy with where the girls are at right now?
Sure, yep. Injury prone, we haven't suffered anything major yet. So we've got a few on the bench that suffered some sprained ankles and stuff. It's slowly coming back. But as far as the first five or six accident free, and yeah, knock on wood. Hopefully, we can keep going that way.
Coach, it's always a pleasure to get you on and talk a little bit about the girls and their dominating performances that you guys seem to churn out each night. Best of luck against Manti North St. Pete, and I know we'll see you next week.
Hey, thanks, Jordan. Appreciate it.
Again, that's Coach Lynn Tuttle of the Emory Lady Spartans. Joined us Friday after Drive Time Sports to talk a bit about last week's games and also what lies ahead this week. Always great to catch up with Coach Lynn Tuttle. We've got a break for just a moment. Plenty more coming up here on Drive Time Sports. We'll recap the craziness of the NFL wild card rounds, and we'll look ahead to tonight's college football national championship as Alabama takes on Clemson. It's all straight ahead here on this Monday edition of Drive Time Sports, live from the Auto Farm Studios.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.